Good morning to you, and good morning to Caroline McNeil from the Goliath Trust. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Frank.
Some people may be wondering, what on earth is the Goliath Trust? But my goodness, you must have some contacts. Heck of a do coming up on Wednesday night.
Indeed, Frank. The Goliath Trust is a new charity, and it's aimed at tackling the persistent problem of educational underachievement. Many people are working on that issue right across departmental level and organisations and community leaders, but the Goliath Trust wants to inject new impetus into that issue and try to tackle it once and for all in this generation. And as you rightly mentioned, we're having our official launch this Wednesday, and we're coinciding obviously with the celebrations around the Good Friday Agreement and reflecting on 20 years of peace and the transformative impact peace has had. But we also want to make a nod to the future and what sort of hope we are giving our young people and particularly our school children.
It's amazing the lineup, actually. Is every runner and rider going to attend your event? Obviously, you have Senator George Mitchell, who's the keynote speaker. You've Bertie Ahern, who is now Lord Paul Murphy, former Secretary of State. You've David Trimble, Lord David Trimble. You've Baroness Maeve Blood. You've Ian Paisley, Liz O'Donnell. There's a southern blast from the past. Monica McWilliams, Mark Durkin, Michelle O'Neill, Robin Swan, Peter Weir, Colm Eastwood. The list goes on. That's quite a turnout on a busy week.
We were proud that we have a lot of the significant players from the class of 1998, and that's very important. And you'll also sort of see from the names that you've mentioned that we also have a lot of our current political leaders and influencers. That's important. But I'm particularly proud to say that we have the principals and representatives from the 12 initial partner Goliath schools. So there are VIPs for the night as well. And, of course, the night is about fundraising for those schools who face many challenges and significant challenges as a result of the legacy of the Troubles.
Yes, tell us a bit more about Goliath schools, because we hear time and again on the like of this programme where there's educational underachievement, and very often it's in loyalist areas, not solely in loyalist areas, but very often in loyalist areas.
Well, the mission of the Goliath Trust is to focus on where there's need, Frank. So where we see schools in disadvantaged communities, we seek to support them. And it's very clear that the impact of the past and what this society went through is impacting school children now. So their parents who came through the Troubles exhibit maybe some mental health issues, and that permeates down to the child. So we're particularly keen on increasing counselling service for schools where there's huge demand for that, and also for nurture and sensory units, which help children to develop empathy and understanding. So not just focus solely on the school curriculum, which obviously is important, but there's other aspects which the Goliath Trust would seek to hone in on and supplement and support schools who are excellent. And we're so proud of our 12 Goliath schools, and I've been in to visit them along with a number of our board members, and the principals have great energy and appetite to succeed and want their children to do well. But there's so many barriers to success that they're facing, and we feel that we need to do something now in this generation to finally address the educational inequalities that so clearly exist.
I presume, of course, they will be located in loyalist areas. They will be located in Republican areas too. And I'm not for a moment suggesting that affluent areas cannot be either loyalist or Republican. But would you have an interest in affluent areas?
Well, we are very ambitious for the work of the Goliath Trust. So we're only in year one, but we have honed in on schools in the Belfast region to begin with. But equally, there's people that have approached me about coming to other parts of Northern Ireland, and I'm very determined that we do that. But in our initial year, certainly we're looking at schools in loyalist and Republican areas, typically. But we're also so proud that we are supporting schools like Fane Street Primary School, which has a very high newcomer population. It has 81% newcomer pupils, which speaks to how much this society has changed since 1998. And that's wonderful and to be welcome. But naturally, the principal and teachers in that school face challenges around language, and they require more English language teachers and support and understanding for children, including children from Syrian as well. So there's some of our schools have Syrian refugees. So that tells us how much this society has changed over the last 20 years. But it tells you also a story about how pressurised our teachers and principals can be.
Will you be embarrassing the politicians, some of the modern day ones who haven't been able to form a government, considering that our schools are now being run as a charity?
I don't think that it's appropriate in the week that's in it that anybody's embarrassed. We all want to see the society grow and progress. And while there has been significant bumps along the way over the last 20 years in terms of our political stability, I think that we always need to keep hope. And it's no good speaking to teachers and principals throughout the cold face and telling them we can't find a solution because Stormont's not open at the minute. It's important that people step up and step in where they can. So I'm really proud that the Goliath board itself is very eclectic. It's made up of people from right across the society who have said to themselves, we need to grasp the nettle and we need to address this issue of educational underachievement in this generation once and for all. Otherwise, we're giving children in many communities no hope for their future, and that simply is not good enough.
It's a heck of a challenge, and it stretches the whole way from government through to the child, him or herself. But parents and guardians and those who influence a community have a central role, don't they?
Absolutely. I think if we are to do this right, it has to have a holistic approach. So it's not just about targeted interventions in schools. It's also about using many of the excellent organisations like Save the Children and Bernardo's and others who go out and reach into family homes and support parents. And perhaps we need to be sensitive to the fact that some parents perhaps had a negative experience of education themselves, and that needs to be reorientated so that they feel comfortable to approach their child's teacher, comfortable to talk to teachers at the school gate, and to recognise that their child deserves absolute best education no matter where they're born and what part of Northern Ireland they live in.
Well, I hope you have a very successful night, Caroline. Thanks for highlighting it with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Caroline McNeil from the Goliath Trust. Their big night is on Wednesday night. Their timing is very good indeed.